Good morning, Rabbi Pasuk Tes. Os tovin tzedek u'mishpat u'mesharim kol ma'gal tov. Os tovin tzedek, os, then. When? Kikasha yiten l'cha Hashem is kol ha'nizkar la'el, the chokhma, the tfuna, etc. Os tovin tzedek. What does tzedek refer to? Hein midos tovos. Dehainu tzedek miyamin. Masha tzarech ha'odam ligmol chesed lehetiv v'chol minei tovos lebrios. U'mishpat u'mismol. Masha tzarech u'la'atzmo lios achzor v'lo l'malas tavoso. So in general, we know that let's say, for instance, you find the Maima Chazal that La'olam Tehei Smol Docha V'Yamin Mekarevis. That even when you have to give Tochacha, even when then there needs to be an element of Din acting with a certain toughness. Small docha, it should be simultaneously min mekarevis. So small is identified with din, and yamin is identified with racham with chesed. That's what the Gaon is referring to when he says tzedek mi yamin and mishpat hu mi small. Why is that relevant for the pasuk? Because it's the sort of the background or the context to the next word of Mesharim, meaning that on in one area, so the person's behavior should be characterized by rachamim. In the other, another area, a person's behavior should be characterized by din, and yet a third area should represent the fusion, should represent the blending of the rachamim and the din. And that's why meshorim straight means it veers neither to the right as tzedek does, nor does it veer to the left as mishpat does, but it goes straight. So nochemol, oz tovin tzedek, kikasha yitem l'cha Hashem is kol ha'nizkar la'el, oz tovin tzedek, v'hein midas tovos, tahaynu tzedek mimin, ma'ashe tzarech ha'odam ligmol chesed l'heitiv b'chol minei tovos l'briyos. So under normal circumstances, a person's posture and what characterizes his interaction with other people is heavily weighted with midas hachesed, midas harachamim. U'mishpat hu mismol, where is a person supposed to be acting with din? Masha tzaruchu la'atzmo, lios achzo v'lo l'malas tavoso. Let's say a person has an unhealthy desire. Whatever that physical or materialistic desire may be, but it's not something which, again, just represents sort of a physical instinct or urge, a materialistic instinct or urge. It doesn't really represent anything with any redeeming side to it. So then the person needs to, the self-discipline that he has to impose is comparable to a midas achzorius, an unmitigated din. Lios achzav lola malas tavoso, el desagif atzmo. U'meshorim hu haderach hamemutza is the middle path. B'dvarim shetzarech, meaning some physical needs that we experience are real. in the sense of legitimate and valid and important, and they need to be accommodated. But there, a person has to find the right balance. But when a person is tired, so that's not it's not always and only a Yetzirah, obviously. And for that matter, when a person is hungry, it's not always and only a Yetzirah. So b'dvarim shetzarech, gon sheino shodvarim. So then the person has to find the derech hamamutza. It's very interesting how in this pasuk how the Gaon says that tzedek, again, more in the sense of the association we have with tzedakah, than the sense of justice, but rather more the sense of tzedakah, of righteousness, of charity, that tzedek representing the chesed and mishpat the din. So it's but by association, one is reminded at the end of Perek Aleph Hilchos Deos that the Rambam has the second half of the halacha here in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Lefisha Hashemos Ha'elu, these various descriptions, these epithets of Tzadik, Yasha, Tomim, Gibor, Chazak, that we find in Tanakh as describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sh'nikru b'hen ha'yotzer, Hein ha'derech ha'ben nish'anu chayovim l'adach hezbo, Nikru es derech zo, derech Hashem. So the Rambam here identifies the Derech HaBeninus is the Derech Hashem. And that's how V'halachta B'drochav is the mitzvah to go on the Derech HaBeninus. V'hi shalimda Avraham Avinu Levonov. And this is what Avraham Avinu taught his household, his children, his sons. Maybe Bakol, if he had a daughter, so then his daughter as well. But v'hisha limda avam avin lebanav shenema ki yedaitem lemanah sheyitzav is banav is beso achrav v'shamu derech Hashem lasas tzedakah u'mishpat. So Rabbi Einstadter has a very nice he'or in his Sefer Chumash. Has a very nice he'or. He says, how does the Rambam know that the derech Hashem is the derech Rabbeinus? That's sort of the linchpin of Perek Aleph. If I Perek Aleph about the Derech HaBeninus, the Rambam says is what the Torah mandates in the mitzvah of Halachta B'drachav. But how do we know? How do we know the Darkei Hashem Derech HaBeninus? So he says that it's based on this. Just the pasuk of Halachta B'drachav doesn't necessarily dictate that the Darkei Hashem are drochim beinoniim. So how does the Rambam know that? So he says, no, the Rambam hasn't. It's this pasuk that the Rambam derives it from, because this pasuk says that Avraham Avinu teaches the Derech Hashem. Right? There's a single derech that Avraham Avinu is teaching, and yet seemingly he's teaching two opposite extremes. Tzedakah is one extreme, l'chora, and mishpat is another extreme. Again, that's sort of the association with our pasuk and the Gaon's commentary on our pasuk. Tzedakah is charity, and mishpat is din. So aren't those Darkei Hashem? So the answer is no. That clearly he's teaching the blending of the two, the combination of the two. And in that sense, when you combine the two opposites, that's the basis for the Derech HaBeninus. So that's how you see in this pasuk that the Derech Hashem is the Derech HaBeninus. And again, the Gaon is again, is not linking it to being Darkei Hashem, but in terms of recognizing, identifying tzedek or mishpat as being two ends of the spectrum, and in that sense, it's similar. The next line, the next couple of lines are hard to understand. I don't know. I'll read them. I'm not really gonna explain them adequately. Umizeh, based on the tzedek, mishpat, and meshorim, tova al kol ma'agal tov. V'heim neged masha amal le'el. So again, ma'agal is a cycle, right? Something ogul is round. So ma'agal is a cycle. Umizet tova al kol ma'agal tov. V'heim neged masha amal le'el. Lokachas musa haskel. Tzedek u'mishpat u'meshar. K'mosha amu, kol magal tov, hu ha'oheb es ha'tochacha. Shemei bilidei kol magal tov. So, I don't know, so the lashon here is a little bit... It's a little bit hard to deal with. You take a look, footnote 62 says that other versions say it differently. But clearly, according to all versions of the Bir Agra here, the Gaon has in mind, again, if you take a look in footnote 57, if you're looking in the Philip edition, where you quote from the Gemara and Talmud, Tanya Rebbe Ome, Zoi Derech Yishar Sheyavalo Ha'odam, Yoves HaTochachos. That the Derech Yeshara is that a person should welcome to the point of cherishing and loving rebuke. Shekol zman shetochachos ba'olam, nachas ruach ba'olam, tova uracha ba'olam. So that's what the Gaon seems to be saying, that the way Meshorim, the way the combination of Tzedek u'Mishpat, and then especially the Meshorim, yield closing the circle. We're gonna close the circle. Kol Magal Tov, all good. So what is that kol magal tov that's not being explicitly specified? So the Gaon says, no, in light of what Chazal tells in the Gemara and Talmud, how Derech Yeshara translates into tov, is that the person welcomes and even seeks tochacha. How is tochacha an expression of Derech Yeshara? I mean, it's tochacha, whatever the right thing in life is. So in case we're not doing the right thing, so tochacha will set us straight. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that phrase helps answer the question. But perhaps as follows. The Ma'aseh, the Derech HaBeinonis, the Rambam, if you take a look, again, if you still have Yehilos Deos open, if you take a look at Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, HaDerech HaYeshara Himid HaBeinonis Shebechol Deo V'Deo Mikol HaDeo Sheyesh La'odam V'hi HaDeo Sheyivachok Mishnei Aksavah Z'richok Shava V'enek Kor V'lo L'zo V'lo L'zo. So the Derech HaYeshara, which is the Derech HaBeinonis, which is the Derech HaShem, is equidistant from the two extremes. Then the Rambam says, "Ulefichach, tzivu chachamim sheyehe odom shom deos of tamid, u'mesha'er osam, u'mechavin osam b'derech ha'emtzos, kidei sheyehe shalem." What's the lefichach here, Rabbi Osai? Let's say there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Okay. And the Megillah has to be written on a klaf. Well, there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, and a vada of the Kriyas HaTorah, and the Sefer Torah has to be written on a klaf. So lefichach, you have to make sure that you commission a Sefer Torah from a reputable sofer. What? No, the lefichach here, in the Rambam, it's clear that what I'm saying is the midah beinonis is pretty precise, right? Rambam's emphasizing that shehi v'choka mishnei aktsavas v'ichok shave. Dahainu, that our midos are supposed to be calibrated with a very high degree of precision. So lo yehi, okay, just don't be totally extreme, you know? You know, just don't be in gansen v'shuga. Don't be totally extreme. But there's a very sort of, but there would be a very wide range of what's acceptable behavior. So Chazal wouldn't have said, shehei adam shom deosof tamid. They wouldn't have said that it has to be a constant preoccupation that the person is thinking about, assessing, evaluating, reevaluating his midos. But hayos, that what we're talking about is, no. Let's say when you're driving on the road. When you're driving on the road, you don't have to drive perfectly in the middle of the lane you're in. You have a certain margin of error. You want to go a couple of feet over to the left, a couple of feet over to the right. Okay, so you don't have to. So when you learn how to drive, you don't have to learn how to drive a perfect straight line. Okay, you don't want to weave in and out. That's no good. But a little bit here, a little bit there, is not a problem. But if you're supposed to drive in the exact center of whichever lane you're in, so then that's going to require a higher degree of driver's education than we need otherwise. So that's what the Rambam is emphasizing. Hadarach HaYishara is that's a high degree of precision. That this has to be a constant focus, a constant preoccupation. What shehei adam sham deyosav tamid is in effect self tochacha. Right? In effect, that's self tochacha. Right? If I'm always assessing my midos, that means I'm engaging in self tochacha. And yitachen, maybe that's why Rebbe in the Braisa in Talmud associates tochacha with the Derech HaYeshava, because as is mashma in this Rambam, it requires the constant monitoring. The constant monitoring, again, so as much as we try, or should try at any rate, that it should be self-monitoring. Okay. So Memela, the Derech HaYeshava is naturally associated with tochacha, maybe more so than other mitzvahs. I don't know, mitzvahs matzah. There's no reason that you, in particular, associate mitzvahs achilas matzah with the inyan of tochacha, or whatever example you may give. Masha and Cain, the Meisharim, the Derech HaMemutza, is because it's so challenging, is more naturally and obviously related to Tochacha. That would be perhaps one level on which to understand the association of Derech HaYeshara with Tochacha. Okay, we'll stop here. B'nai Adonai Hashem, we'll resume around 12:30 with Pesachim. Have a very good, productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe, Be'ezus Hashem.